Beloved Book One, two Sadhujis were driving along in the front seat of their car. As they approached a corner, the one who was driving said to his friend, "Sadhuji, will you look out of the window and see if the indicator, the turn signal, is working?" He promptly leant out of the window and looked at the indicator light and shouted back at his friend, "Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not." But one, if anybody were to ask me whether I was witnessing or not, my answer would have to be the same. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Is it like that all the way home?
It is not. Because as far as your witnessing is concerned, it may be coming and going, and your answer may be perfectly the same as the Sartar who said that the indicator is working. Yes, not. Yes, again. That is the function of the indicator. To be, not to be. To be, not to be. But don't laugh at the poor Sardarji. As far as his awareness is concerned, he is fully aware. Whenever it is working, he says yes. Whenever it is not working, he says no. His awareness of the indicator is continuous. The indicator goes on changing. But the Sardar remains fully aware when it is working, when it is not working, when it is on, when it is off. His awareness is a continuity. If you can say the same answer about your witnessing, that yes, I am witnessing, no, I am not witnessing, yes, I am witnessing, no, I am not witnessing, then you have to remember that there is something more behind these witnessing moments, which is witnessing all this process. Who is witnessing that sometimes you are witnessing and sometimes you are not witnessing? Something is constant. Your witnessing has become just an indicator. Don't be bothered by it. Your emphasis should be on the eternal, the constant, the continuum. And it is there. And it is in everyone. Just we have forgotten it. But even in times when we have forgotten it, it is there in its absolute perfection. It is like a mirror which is able to mirror everything, is still mirroring everything, but you are standing with your back towards the mirror. The poor mirror is mirroring your back. Turn. It will mirror your face. Open your heart. It will mirror your heart. Put everything on the table. Don't even hide a single card, and it will reflect your whole reality. But if you go on standing, your back at the mirror, looking all around the world, asking people, who am I? Then it is up to you. Because there are idiots who will come and teach you that this is the way. Do this and you will know who you are. No method is needed. Just a 180-degree turn. And that is not a method. And the mirror is your very being. You may not have looked at the joke in this light. If you say the joke to anybody, he is going to laugh. Because the Sardar is so stupid. That is the function of the indicator. To be on, off. But you have brought me a joke. I cannot simply laugh at it. Because I see something more in it, which perhaps nobody will see. The Sardar is constant, alert. He does not miss a single point, a single moment. And when you say witnessing, yes, and then it disappears, you say no. Again it appears, you say yes. It simply shows that there is something behind all these moments of witnessing and not witnessing, the true witness is behind, which is reflecting the changing process of what you think is your witness. It is not the true witness. It is only the indicator. Forget the indicator. Remember the constant mirroring. That goes on 24 hours within you, silently watching everything, slowly, slowly clean it. So much dust is there on it, centuries of dust. Remove the dust. And one day when the mirror will be completely clean, those moments of witnessing and not witnessing will disappear. You will be simply a witness. And unless you find that eternity of witnessing, all other kinds of witnessing are part of mind, have no value.
Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. Today we started with Osho and he was answering a question about awareness and witnessing. It was from the series The New Dawn, number 18. Further on in the program you will get another piece of lecture. For now we are going to play some music. The lecture that is coming up is from Tao, the Three Treasures, Volume 1, Number 4. Somebody is asking Osho a question about dependency. He says, I used to feel so independent, and now I'm afraid I will become dependent on you. Is there something wrong with me? In this lecture, Osho talks about dependence and independence, and yet there is another possibility called interdependence. Everything and everybody is interrelated. Enjoy the lecture.
There are three steps in the spiritual growth. Steps are stages. They can differ with each individual, but there are always three. One is independence. That is the egoistic state. You want to be independent of all, which is false, which is not possible, because you are not independent, you cannot be. You are a part of this vast whole, of this cosmos. How can you be independent? You have to depend on millions for millions of things. You have to depend for light on the sun, for life on the sun. You have to depend for life on the air, on the oxygen. You have to depend on the trees for food. How can you be independent? You cannot. That is an egoistic effort and is bound to fail. When independence fails, suddenly dependence arises, you move to the other pole. Because you don't know how to be in the middle and how to create a harmony, you move to the other pole. Then you become dependent. Then you become afraid that if the object of your dependence is lost, what will happen to you? Then there is panic. But this is the second stage. Independence is false, dependence is also false. Then there is the third point which has to be achieved, which I call the harmony. That is interdependence. A feeling of interdependence, that you depend on the whole. And not only this, the whole depends on you. I am reminded of a Jewish mystic, a Hasid mystic, Josiah, who used to say to God in every prayer that I know, my Lord, that I depend on you, but you must also know that you depend on me. I know that without you I cannot be, but let me remind you that without me you also cannot be. How can a God be there without you? Impossible. Scientists say that the plants, the trees, the whole vegetation on the earth depends on the sun. Without sun it cannot be. But now they have started suspecting that this is one-way traffic. Must be somewhere wrong, because in life there are always two-way traffics, never one-way traffic. If the plants depend on the sun, somehow the sun must depend on the plants, because it is a mutual give and take. They have started suspecting, and sooner or later they will discover how the sun depends on the plants. Everything depends on everything else. You feel happy when you look at a flower, a rose. Your happiness is created by the rose. Now, scientists have proved that when you are happy, the rose also feels happy. He depends on you. He waits for you when you are coming. If you don't come, he is just like a lover, feels very sad. Now it is a scientific fact, not a poetry. Now it is absolutely proved that when a lover comes to the rose bush, the whole bush thrills, celebrates. It depends on you. Now they say that if you love the rose bush, it will grow faster. It will produce bigger flowers, because somebody is there to care and love and see, and somebody waits. How can the bush
betray you. It has to produce bigger flowers. If nobody loves and the garden is neglected and nobody bothers, just servants come and water the plants without any care, then for what, for whom? The bush should try to bring big flowers, then small flowers will do. Even without flowers, there is going to be no harm. For whom to flower? For whom to bloom? The rose bush depends on you. Never pass a tree without saying hello in the heart. Never pass a tree without looking it with deep care and concern. It costs nothing. And remember, if you can make a tree happy, the tree will make you happy. You can try the experiment. It is simple. Big scientific instruments are not needed for it. It is a simple experiment. You choose a plant, a tree in the garden of your house or in a public garden. Go every day to the tree, talk to it, become friendly. It is difficult to persuade the tree because human beings have treated trees so badly that they have become afraid of all human beings. And the moment you enter, all the trees say, human being is coming. The most dangerous animal on earth. It can harm without any cause. No animal does that. If a cow is hungry, she will eat the grass, but a man can simply sit and go on pulling for no reason at all. He is not hungry, he is not going to eat it. Why you are pulling it? Why you are destroying it? The inner destruction of the mind, inner destructive mind goes on being destructive. You pass by the tree, you pull a branch, and then you throw it. Are you absolutely asleep? If it is needed for food, then too, the old tradition in all the primitive societies says, the old traditional lore is in Mexico, in primitive aboriginal tribes in India, in Thailand, in many countries, that go to a tree. If you need something, ask her. You need few leaves, 5 leaves for your worship. You ask the tree, take permission. And pull the leaves as carefully as possible. Don't hurt the tree. And then the tree is always ready to give. And there will be no hurt feeling behind. And thank the tree that you gave me 5 leaves when I need it. Whenever you need something, don't be shy. Just tell me. Go to a tree, talk to the tree, touch the tree, embrace the tree, feel the tree. Just sit by the side of the tree. Let the tree feel you that you are a good man and you are not in a mood to harm. By and by friendship arises and you will start feeling that when you come, the quality of the tree immediately changes. You will feel it. On the bark of the tree you will feel tremendous energy moving. When you come, when you touch the tree, she is happy as a child, as a beloved. When you sit by the tree, many things you will feel. And soon you will be able, that if you are sad, come to the tree. Just in the presence of the tree, your sadness will disappear. Then only you will be able to understand that you are interdependent. You can make the tree happy and the tree can make you happy. And the whole life is interdependent. This interdependence I call God. Laosa calls Tao. This whole interdependence. God is not a person somewhere. This whole interdependence is God, Tao, Dhamma. Vedas call it Rit, the law. Whatsoever you like to call it. But this interdependence is the whole thing. And if near me you can learn interdependence, you have learned all. First your independence will drop. That is not very difficult. Because independent you feel so burdened, you are always ready to drop the burden. That is not very difficult. Then you become dependent. That can be more difficult. Because burden thrown on somebody else. Now you are feeling good, unburdened, weightless. Then a fear comes. If this man leaves the world, no more in the body, then what will happen? Then you are afraid. Then panic. Don't cling to it. This is a phase. Just like the first was a phase, this is also a phase. This is the reverse aspect of the first phase. Try to feel more and more interdependence. I am talking to you here. If you were not here, somebody else was here, even a single person was here, different, I would not have talked the same. It was impossible. Because I have no mind to talk. I am simply responding to you. You create the situation, you are here. And I talk. If somebody is not present here today, had he been present, I would not have talked the same. It was impossible, because his presence would have created a different situation. I am not talking in a vacuum, I am talking to you. And I am not talking from the mind. Because when you talk from the mind, you don't bother who is there. You have certain things to say, you say. I had a teacher. He was really a philosopher. And he was such a crazy man, as philosophers are, that for years nobody would join his subject. He was eccentric. And it was impossible to pass in his subject. Because either he will give 100% or he will give 0. There was no midway with him. Either yes or no. He was absolutely Aristotelian. Either you are right or wrong, he used to say. Nothing in between. So students were afraid. But I liked the man. He was really worth watching, and that was the only way to watch him, to join in his subject. So I was the only student. And this was his way. The first day he told me that, remember, I can start by the bell of the university, but I cannot stop. Because unless I finish whatever I am saying, I cannot stop. So the periods will start with the bell, but they will never stop with the bell. Sometimes I will talk only 20 minutes and finished. Sometimes I will talk 2 hours or 3 hours. So if you feel very much fed up or bored, or if you want to go to the bathroom or something, you can go, but don't disturb me. And I was the only student. You can go, and you can come, but go and come in such a way that I am not disturbed. I will continue. I tried for the first day. I was amazed that is he really going to do it? Does he mean it? He meant it. When I left the room, he continued. When I came back, he was on. Then for 2 years, I was with him. Sometimes I will go for hours, because I have a habit to sleep. After 11:30, it is difficult for me not to sleep. So 11:30, I will go to my hostel room and I will have a sleep of 1 hour, and then I will come, and he is talking. He was completely mad. He was really a philosopher. But I'm not talking to you that way. I'm not a philosopher at all. I'm talking to you. It is an interdependence. Whatsoever I say, you are responsible for it as much as I am responsible. Because you provoke it. You and I, these are just two polarities. Something between us is created. That's what is happening. When I am talking to you, not I am talking to you, not you are listening to me, we are talking to us. We are talking to us. This is interdependence. You are talking through me, I am listening through you. But this is the interdependence. Independence you have dropped, now drop dependence also, become interdependent. And this is just a learning here. Then let your interdependence spread to the whole existence. Feel interdependent everywhere. And you are. That is reality. Dependence is false. Independence is false. Only interdependence is true. Only God is true. God is interdependence.
I hope you enjoyed the program today and will be with us again next week. I was very much enjoying making the program for you. So we're going to finish the program today with Milarepa. I'm a big fan of his and I think his music is totally timeless. The number you're going to listen to right now is called Sail Away. Bye bye. Namaskar.
As the tide comes in, a fair wind blows to further shores. I will go on these sparkling seas, for I'll be free to sail away to a sacred place where silence sings. Dewdrops dance into the sea by a rainbow's light. I set my course and sail away. Sail away. Sail away. My cheek.